This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Hey, Commodores. Welcome to Commons Cast. This is Aygin Iscario, and welcome back to another episode with Q&A with the Dean. Welcome back, Dean Grisolfi. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So I know that spring break is coming up, and for some students, it's a time of rest or a time of catching up. How can students make the most of their spring break?
Well, it's probably a good idea to do a little bit of both of those things for everyone, right? Mm-hmm. So spring break, hopefully your professors did not assign you a whole lot of work. But sometimes you do have something that's due at the end of spring break, and or it is a good time to catch up or get a little bit ahead. And it is nice to use a little bit of your spring break time on that because, you all know this is now not your first semester, that the semester doesn't get easier once you get back from, right. You know, the midpoint. So giving yourself a little bit of a push is not a bad idea. However, it's called spring break for a reason. Mm. And we all know, I hope, that the break is actually just as important as work. And in fact, there's really diminishing returns on the work and the productivity you're going to be able to have if you haven't taken a break. So, some people stay on campus during spring break, and that's lovely. And then you have to be a little more intentional if you stay on campus to actually take a break, you know, and not just hang out in the same study spaces. But luckily, actually, Nashville is a very, very beautiful city, and there's a lot of things to walk to, even if you don't have a car. Yeah. And usually our weather in Nashville in March is beautiful. And so it's an easy time to be outside.
Oh, it's gorgeous picnic weather. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in front of Central Lawn the other day and just studying with my friends. It was perfect.
Yeah. So taking advantage of that downtime, I think, is really important. And of course, if you're going somewhere, home, or if you're doing alternative spring break or whatever you're doing, you know, that's a great opportunity to really just distance yourself for a bit and give yourself, you know, a true break from the routines of campus.
You were getting ahead of my other question. I was going to ask you, because I'm one of the students who's staying on campus for fall or for spring break. And so I was just wondering, like, what are some fun things to do? And how do you think we could make the most of our time here, even when we're the only ones here and not our peers?
Yeah. So there's actually a lot of students who stay on campus. So you will not be by yourself in the in your house. So let's see. So many things to do in Nashville. And, you know, let me think of some things that I feel really affordable. And then I'll say some things that if you have a couple of splurges that you could do. So one thing you really can do easily is walk downtown and during the day. I don't mean to go down to Broadway at night. Actually, downtown is really, really cool.
Yeah.
And if you haven't had a chance to do this, you can also take the bus for free downtown. But sometimes I just prefer to walk personally because it gives me a little bit of a different sense of the city. Right. But it is an easy, easy walk downtown. And one thing I would recommend doing, if you haven't, is going to the Frist, Frist Art Museum. It's free for students.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yep. I did not know that.
Yep. And it's... it's small. Like, you're not going to spend the whole day there. You're going to spend 2 hours there, 3 hours. There's actually an art. There's a experiential kind of exhibit. It's called Art Quest. Ooh. And it is, you'll see lots of kids in there. It is sort of geared towards kids, but everyone can go. And I can assure you, it is really fun for everyone. There's watercoloring, there's printing, and they usually have some exhibit, like interactive exhibit that's connected to whatever their actual exhibits are. And so I highly recommend going to the Frist. You will also then be right across from this new to me, but I think it's 2 years old, sort of outdoor shopping mall on Broadway. Like, the what you can see from Broadway is the Apple Store. You can't miss the Apple Store.
Right.
But in there are all kinds of restaurants. And, you know, that's kind of a fun place to go and grab like just a quick lunch if you're already downtown at the Frist.
Are you talking about the Food Assembly Hall?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
That is what I'm talking about. So that would be a great day, something to do. And I mean, you know, there's a lot downtown, right? So most places do have some sort of student discount. It's not always free. And in fact, if you look online, Vanderbilt student discounts, like you can see all the places that, that students get. In fact, I'm pretty sure that this podcast actually featured this.
Really?
Yeah, but there's a lot of great student discounts, but there's a lot downtown to check out. Another thing I might do is actually just wander around Centennial Park if you haven't before. It's a beautiful walk. Yeah, it's a beautiful walk. You could walk quite a while if you wanted to, if the weather was beautiful. You know, if you walk just a little bit past Centennial, then there is an area, it's called One City Boulevard, and there are some restaurants, and there's also a vegan ice cream place. So it's quite, and I wish I could, you know, if I had thought about this, I would have looked it up, but you can't miss it. It's right next to Pastoria is the restaurant that it's next to. But, you know, there's a lot of little walkable adventures. And I'm a walker. I'm happily walk for miles. So it's not like a half a mile walk, these things, but it's definitely doable. If you wanted to do something that was a bit more of a splurge. I would look and see what the Nashville Sounds schedule is like.
Is that the orchestra?
No, it is our minor league baseball team. And it is so fun. It is so fun. The tickets are pretty affordable and they have really great snacks, and it's not very far away. So you could take so the tickets, if you don't care where you sit, tickets are really affordable, and then you would have to take a Lyft or something to get there if you don't have a car, but it's not that far away. And so, especially if you were going during the day, it shouldn't be a very expensive Lyft.
For sure.
But that is a fun thing to do. And then actually, if you're here, like a lot of our sports teams are playing during the break.
Okay.
And they don't always have as many fans. And so actually, possibly, I haven't looked at the Vanderbilt baseball schedule.
Bandy boys.
Right. They could have a game at home during the break. I haven't looked.
I will look into that. So I know we were talking a little bit earlier about balancing, like being productive, but also taking this time to rest, decompress, reflect. Personally for you, what does that look like? What are you going to be doing this spring break? And how are you going to incorporate that balance into that week of events?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So personally for me, when I stay home, I don't rest as well because there's a million things to do. And, you know, my home is 20 feet from my office, so it can be really hard for me to separate. And so what I had hoped to do was to drive to Tybee Island, which is an island right off of... right next to Savannah.
Ooh.
So it's a bit of a drive. It's like an 8-hour drive, but I had it's supposed to be really beautiful. It's like one of the barrier islands. And in March, it's warm enough to like be outside, but not beach weather. And I was like, this is great. We can go kayaking. There's all these nature trips. I thought it was going to be amazing. I found quite an affordable Airbnb. I was so excited. No one in my family wants to go to Tybee Island. They all think that's a terrible idea, and they all want to stay home. And so we're just going to be here. So I will be here. I think I'm going to take the kids one night. So my husband is not an academic, so he does not have spring break. Right. So, and he works from home. So, actually I think it might be a bit distracting for him for us to all be home all day. So I think I'm going to take the kids overnight somewhere.
Okay.
I'm trying to convince them to go hiking. They're not as excited about that plan as I am, but we're in negotiations. but mostly we're just hanging out. And then the Friday of spring break is St. Patrick's Day.
True.
Yes. And that's a big tradition in my house. The leprechaun comes to our house every night St. Patrick's Day Eve. And, you know, like hides gold coins or foil wrapped Rolos, depending on what the leprechaun can find. And he leaves footprints behind, green footprints.
That's
and
so cute.
Kids who clearly are aware that there is perhaps a human presence behind the leprechaun at this point, they still really love it. And I will say last year when the leprechaun came to visit, he also sort of pranks us. And so he often turns chairs upside down. And I found a green footprint on the underside of one of the dining room chairs from the previous year. And I thought,
that's so funny.
Oh my gosh, when I'm no longer Dean of Commons, someone's going to move in here and find these like green footprints and think, what happened here?
You definitely left your mark in that way.
That's right. So that's always a big day. And, you know, that's always a really fun morning for us.
That That's so awesome to hear. Thank you for sharing. I just want to end with this. So one thing to consider moving forward for us as freshmen is how to set ourselves up for success this summer, whether it's through an internship or a seasonal job, because I know that being a sophomore brings a certain other opportunities that are not available to freshmen. I just wanted to ask, like, how would you go about balancing these different things on top of finishing the year off strong academically? Because I know it can get overwhelming to, like, think about stuff that's not classes that still has something to do with your professional development.
Yeah. So actually, I just had a dean's dinner with the Career Center last week or the week before, and unsurprisingly, we talked about this quite a bit. And so I'll share what they said, because they are the experts. That first of all, it is generally harder to get an internship right after your first year, not impossible. And in fact, my number one piece of advice would be to schedule some time in to just go and talk to the Career Center. Because in fact, they have hours in the Commons, so it's not really hard to do. But 1 hour out of your busy time, or maybe it's even 30 minutes, right, to get some advice is not a bad thing to do. But what they said is that, yes, you know, of course, it's awesome to get to do something this summer that is connected to your interest and earns you money. But sometimes that doesn't happen in your first year. And there's really nothing wrong with working at Starbucks for a year, or, you know, whatever it is that you do, because not every moment of your life needs to be geared towards some, like, impending future, right? And I will also say that working, there's a lot of jobs that prepare you for your future, and it doesn't have to necessarily be the internship that's going to launch you into your first job. I worked at an ice cream store for years, and I never want to compare my experience to anyone else's, because it's a really different time, and there are different opportunities, but I can tell you that working at this soft serve ice cream place, it did not prepare me to be a professor, but it actually taught me a lot about interacting with other people and striking up conversations with people I don't know, being organized, safety regulations, and being accountable to them, like things that actually I think really helped me transition into adulthood, right, even if they didn't end up being the thing that got me into graduate school. So really what the Career Center emphasized is that whatever you're doing this summer, think about what you're learning from it and capitalize on that.
For sure. Was it with Alexis, your dinner?
No, it was with Vice Provost Alex Villa and Assistant Provost Elena Haynes.
Gotcha.
So Hayes, I always put an N in her last name. I do not know why. But so they came for the dinner. It was wonderful.
Gotcha. The office hours that you're talking about, I assume, is with... I think Alexis is the only one I know about, but she has office hours at the Commons in the room with the fireplace next to the dining hall every Wednesday at 3 to 5.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah. Cause I've been meaning to go, but.
Well, there you go. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And now we all know the time.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Senior Selfie, for joining us today. And a big thank you to all of our listeners. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Q&A with the Dean. This is Igan Iscario. Till next time. And next up is this week's Commons Calendar.
What's up, Commodores? I'm Linda Hsu, and I'm hosting this week's Commons Calendar, where I bring you all up to speed with the on-campus happenings. To start off, today, Wednesday, March 8th, the Multi-Leadership Council is hosting their event, Lanterns, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Rothschild Black Box Theater. Lanterns is an MCL capstone event that aims to shed more light on international student voices during International Student Month. International students, staff, and faculty have been invited to share their stories, and there will be free food and an audience lottery as well, so be sure to RSVP. Join Best Buddies in kicking off Disability Awareness Month at Vanderbilt for their Spread the Word event on Thursday, March 9th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Alumni Lawn. Stop by to sign their inclusion pledge, hear from speakers and orgs promoting inclusion, and enjoy some free food. The Pakistani Students Association is hosting a Basant Festival on Friday, March 10th from 4 to 5 p.m. on Alumni Lawn. Join them to fly kites and enjoy some snacks. The Sky Campus Happiness is hosting a yoga and meditation session on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Student Center for Student Well-Being. These sessions are hosted bi-weekly, and their schedules for yoga are posted on the Anchor link. This week's session focuses on meditation. Next Monday marks the beginning of spring break. I hope everyone enjoys their time off from classes. And that's all for this week's Commons Calendar. Be sure to check the anchor link for more information on dates and events. Thank you all so much for listening. And now, on to the Humans of the Commons segment.
Hey Doors, I'm Daniela, a first-year student at Vanderbilt and your host for this week's Humans of the Commons segment. Joining me this week is Rene Huerta, a first year living in Sutherland House and studying molecular and cellular biology.
Hi.
Rene, thank you so much for joining us today on the Commons Cast.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so first, I want to start off by asking you, if someone were to describe you, what would they say?
I'm going to go with the Twitter word. I think nonchalant. Like, I don't know. Like, just real chill, I feel.
Didn't you say you don't like nonchalant people, though?
I never said that, by the way.
You definitely said that.
You're lying on
record. Like, you've said you don't like when people try to act nonchalant.
But they're not. Like, you know, like, oh, because I was talking. Oh, yeah. Because I was just saying somebody was fronting like that. Like just about test. And I was like, you're actually going to study for it later anyways. Like, you're playing me right now. Damn, you got me talking bad already.
Was that all? Just nonchalant?
Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, then.
What? A little buzzer word.
Okay, next question. What do you like more about the spring semester than the fall semester?
The workload is so much less. Like,
really?
Especially with the, because I'm taking two labs right now with chemistry and bio. And in the fall semester, just like, I just feel like the material and the labs together for both of those classes, like, it was an insane amount. But like right now, like, we're actually doing all of our work in lab. Like, we don't have to do any like extra homework. And like, I guess just for chemistry, really. And then for bio, I just feel like it's a lot more like the information's like still hella, but like it's definitely manageable now. So I feel just less stressed now.
And then your other classes are like that too?
Like, oh, like maybe humanities and writing stuff. I mean, those are like, well, not too much, but like, I just, I mean, I just feel like those are just classes to me. Like, I don't know. But yeah, just the STEM courses have been a lot more easier, thank God. I think it feels like it was just giving out, like, just weed out, to be honest. So, yeah, it's been good.
I feel like you kind of already answered the next question, though. I was going to ask, how has, like, pre-med been so far? Well, if you have anything else to say.
It's been chill. I mean, like, it's very competitive, obviously. And, like, the people who are also pre-med, I feel like a lot of them are, like, real tense about it. And they can be, like, kind of just catty whenever you're asking them about anything. I feel like it's like, damn, like, where's the collaboration sometime? But yeah, I mean, it's been chill. The resources are really like cool. There's a lot of stuff to do, and so I feel really set to towards my goals and stuff. I'm just working towards whatnot, like research, volunteer, community, like, I don't know. But like in general, like, yeah, it's been pretty good. The courses are a little bit different. I mean it's kind of hard to like talk about STEM because at a certain point you have to admit, like, damn, like, sometimes you're just kind of hard, like, you can't even blame anything, like, they're just hard.
But yeah, you were talking about your goals. Do you know, like, exactly what you want to do in the future? Or
I like to say I'd want to go into cardiology, just because it's like, it's just a subject that comes so much more easier to me. And I just think it's like such a simple, not like a simple system, but like a really cool system, like, because it's kind of independent in its in of itself. But yeah, I just say that right now when people ask me, but honestly, like, nobody, I feel like nobody can really know, because it's a long path right now, and I just started it. So
that's good. So for this next question, it's something that we both can relate to, and that is being Latino at Vandy. So if you don't know, we're both Mexican-American, so I'd like to hear about that from your perspective, like, what it's like
here. Yeah, it's definitely different from, like, what I've seen on, like, media, like, TV or shows or whatever. Because honestly, like, the thought of even coming, like, to a university was kind of insane to me. Because, like, just watching, like, just growing up, like, just, like, watching those little teen show, little slice of life stuff. Like, like, at the end, like, the teenager would always go to college, and then, like, that was it.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, like, I want to do that. But then, like, damn, I was like, I'd have to do that. So, but coming in here, like, it was, it's a lot different from Texas. Like, I'm from, like, North Texas-ish. And I guess it's, like, there's a lot more, like, Mexicans around my area. So, like, coming here, like, it's definitely a lot more white people than, well, I feel like it's, like, kind of the same, honestly, actually. but just less Mexican people. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit weird without that. But I don't know. Overall, like, I've met, like, some other people. Like, I feel like it's a nice group going. Like, you just meet other people.
Yeah. So now I have more of a casual question. So what have you been watching and or listening to lately?
Okay, so I was just listening to Kelly Uchis. Like, she just dropped, like, Please Give It Streams, y'all. Like, oh, my God. Like, it's so good. Not too much, though, because she's about to go on tour. And I need those prices, like, reasonable. but, yeah, like, I think, like, Blue is, like, my favorite song right now, to be honest.
And on I'm the only new
saying,
album?
Yeah, I'm just saying that right now just because I only gave it, like, one listen so far. Been busy today. But, and then, like, what I've been watching, I've been watching Pose. And by watching Pose, I mean I've only gotten to, like, 1.5 episodes so far. And I'm planning on watching some more of it. Like, it's really interesting to me, like, about, like, it just shows, like, queer culture. I mean, it's in New York, but, like, just queer culture and, like, where ballroom started and, like, those other things. Because beforehand, like, I didn't know about all that stuff until, like, my junior year of high school.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that was actually, like, a thing. But, yeah, like, it's, I understand, like, it's real important now. Like, it's really cool. Like, I like it. And then there's, like, a film. I don't know if it's a film or show or whatever. Like, Paris is Burning. Like, it's really cool. I've been seeing, like, it's more, like, it's, like, the same concept, like, about, like, ballroom and, like, dancing and whatnot and, like, having to deal with, like, homophobia and stuff. And, but I haven't, like, really, I've just seen it on TikTok and that a little bit, but I don't know. I want to watch it. Like, it's, I think it takes in the same setting. Like, it's supposed to, like, give some more info on it.
Yeah. Do you want to give any recommendations? Like, what's your favorite show or, like, something that you didn't mention already?
TBH. Don't really watch too many shows right now. Like, it's kind of insane to me. Like, I'm kind of sad about that. I'm working on it, but it's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I haven't been watching shows here. Like,
I find that hard to believe.
I haven't. I just watched YouTube.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's like
you and your little video essays.
Yeah, maybe? Me and my little video essays.
Yeah.
Okay, so one last question is: can you give us one of your hot takes? It can be about anything, literally anything.
Wow. Wait. Ooh.
What?
A hot take?
Yeah.
Dang. I wasn't ready, low key. A hot take. I feel like any takes I have are actually not that hot. Like,
like is there like anything like, you're like, oh, that's overrated? That's
oh, I have a lot of hot takes on music, but it's a lot of people out here. Like, I think Harry Styles is insanely overrated, but I feel like that's kind of, like, 50-50 now, so it's not really hot.
That's, like, and then, exactly what Yair told me when I interviewed
him. Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. Like, we need something new. Yes, because
he gets way too much credit.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyways, I don't want to talk on Taylor's name because it's a lot of Swifties out here, but I'm sorry I didn't really like her new album. Like, just wasn't, I don't know.
Yeah,
to
me,
because to me, like, it just gave a really edgy, like, not really edgy, obviously, but, like, kind of edgy, like, it was too...
You don't like that?
Wow. What does that mean?
No, I'm just saying, like, you don't like...
No, because, like... Because, like, some of the lyrics just came off as, like, middle school music that I would listen to. Mm-hmm. So I was just, like, Melanie Martinez, like,
vibe.
So I was, like, wow. Like, it just wasn't anything, like, new to me. I was just, like...
But, like, if you were in middle school right now, you think you would eat it up?
Honestly, not really. Yeah. I miss her, like, little country girl vibe. Like,
me too. Like, that's the only
that Romeo and Juliet song. Like, that was literally, like, that was top tier. Like, nobody can really top that, honestly, when you think about it. Like, but yeah. But, I mean, I get, like, eras are gone. Like, eras are an era for a reason. But I just don't think I can, like, be behind her in this new one, to be honest.
I hope we didn't, like, upset anyone with that. Like, just had to, like, put that out there.
No, like, it's all love, to be honest. Like, she wrote Unproblematic. Like, she been...
Is she really?
Okay, well, not too much. Like, but, you know, I know she's been backing up some of, like, my opinions. So, like...
About what?
About some people. I honestly could not give you an example right now, though. I'd have to do some research. But, yeah, I mean, like, not too much. Because, obviously, if she was, like, canceled, like, she wouldn't have such a backing, I feel.
Okay.
Because I don't really remember.
What?
Do you remember something?
No, but like, I mean, because I don't really keep up with her, but I feel like there has to be a reason why like people don't like her, right? That's not just her music.
Do people not like her?
I think
I just
so,
thought people
yeah.
just didn't like it just music wise.
I don't know.
That's I'm talking
that's
from
like
a
not
Twitter,
the question to
I'm,
ask me.
I'm talking from
question.
A Twitter perspective. So
he stays on Twitter, like
whatever. You stay on Fizz, right?
That's not even true. It's like what is Fizz? I don't know what that is. Like,
right. Good.
Anyways.
You up there, y'all.
Shut up. Okay. Well, that's everything. Thank you so much for joining us on our second episode. Oh wow. This is like I don't know what episode we're on now, but thank you for joining us. And we hope you'll listen to our next episode.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Commons Cast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to Commons Cast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.